Okay, so I think we'll, so everybody hear me okay? We'll start. I'm going to leave Tzvi to give a little bit more of just the historical chronology of these two great Gedolim, but I want to point out to you something that I think is truly amazing. That here we find ourselves literally under the same roof with two incredible Gedolim. Chaim Brisker, a product of the Yeshiva Valazhin, goes on to become the Rav of Brisk. Reb Chaim revolutionized learning. There's not a yeshiva today that the truth is doesn't in some way utilize either the Brisker methodology or at least Reb Chaim's Torah. Reb Chaim taught us the concept of the Cheftza and the Gavra. He explained that in Jewish law and in Jewish thought, there are two aspects. There's the Cheftza, there's the individual, and there is the entity. And that sometimes ultimately Judaism or Halacha speaks to the individual, sometimes Judaism speaks to the entity. And Reb Chaim built an entire revolutionary new way of learning. Reb Chaim brought us back to the teachings of the Rambam, making the Rambam a central and core indispensable piece in Talmud Torah. Reb Chaim Brisker is probably responsible for the way that most of us learn Torah to this very day. And right next to him is another Gadol. Then it's Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. And I think the best way to illustrate the Netziv is really with a story. It's probably a story that many of you are familiar with, but it bears repetition, especially as we stand right by his kever. Yet Naftali Tzvi Yehuda was not an easy child. He was a rambunctious youngster. And to the point that his Rebbe used to call his parents all of the time, and we tell them that, I just don't think your kid could make it in cheder. I think you might be better off teaching him a skill. He could be a shoemaker, he could be a carpenter, he could be something else. He has skills, he has a drive, but he just doesn't want to sit. And the parents, and the Tziv's parents, would beg the Malamed time after time, give him another chance, give him another chance. Finally, one day, the Rebbe comes to the parents' home and says, I'm sorry. Naftali Tzvi Yehuda cannot return to the cheder tomorrow. And then the Tziv's parents started crying. Young Naftali Tzvi Yehuda comes down the stairs. He wakes up. He hears something's going on in the house. And he hears his parents crying. And he hears his father. Mother says to the father, what's going to become of our Naftali Tzvi Yehuda? What's going to become of our little boy? We had such dreams, we had such aspirations. What's going to become of him? And the father says to the mother, don't worry, he's going to learn a trade. He'll be a carpenter. He'll make beautiful bookshelves, make beautiful furniture. And he'll be able to do wonderful things for people. And this little boy, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, who is 8 years old, 7 years old at the time of this story, hears his parents crying, hears their disappointment, understands that he has not lived up to his potential. And he runs down the stairs and he tells his parents, Mother, Father, give me one more chance. Tell the Malamed to give me one more chance. And I will make sure that I will get it together. And that one night, from hearing his parents crying, coming down the stairs, transformed a young, rambunctious child into one of the greatest Torah luminaries that our people has ever known. You see, Reb Chaim Brisker and the Netziv teach us two different things. Reb Chaim Brisker is of the Soloveitchik family. If you want to summarize the Soloveitchik family in one word, it's brilliant. They're brilliant. His father was brilliant, his grandfather was brilliant, his grandchildren. To this very day, the Soloveitchik family is Torah royalty. But the truth is, many of the faculties that the Brisker Rav had, that Reb Chaim Brisker had, ultimately, we're given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, if you have a phenomenal memory, if you have incredible retention, if you have a sharp mind, those are not necessarily skills that you've done anything to acquire. They're gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Chaim Brisker teaches us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you gifts, use them to their fullest. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the gift of intellect, teach others. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the gift of wealth, help others. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a phenomenal knowledge of whatever it is, use it somehow to help the world around you. because the skills and the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you are on loan. And Reb Chaim Brisker understood, if I have a phenomenal mind, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to revolutionize the world of Torah. And then the Tziv teaches us that even if you don't have the gifts you wish you had, find the gift you do have and use them to their fullest. Because each of us is the beneficiary of magnificent divine gifts. Each of us is the beneficiary of magnificent divine treasures. Sometimes they're apparent, and sometimes they lurk beneath the surface. Sometimes they're easily identifiable, and sometimes you have to really search them out. And these two great men here lie side by side, both in different times the crown jewels of the Yeshiva of Valozhin, which was the mother of the yeshivas, will be in Chachmei Lublin, that Meir Shapir Lublinov started a different type of yeshiva revolution. But the Valozhin was the original mother of yeshivas, the modern day yeshiva. These two men lie side by side, very different, I would better say dramatically different personalities. But each of them teaching us, take the gifts you have and use them to their fullest. And discover the gifts you don't even know you have and use them to make yourself great. We're going to meet a lot of incredible people, both those who are in this world and those who have gone on to the next over the course of this trip. You know, amazing people usually aren't born great. Great people make a conscious decision to do something with their lives. Great people make a conscious decision, as Tzvi was saying before, to stop focusing on the petty stuff and put their efforts into the things that are nitzchi, that are eternal. Two great men whose effect is still being felt on this earth, in our people to this very day. Different reasons, different personalities, but we each owe them an incredible debt of gratitude. So I'll say some tehillim in this particularly holy place, and I would just say two things. Some people were asking what kapitlach are good to say at a Beis HaChaim, at a cemetery. And I would tell you, start at Kapitel Aleph. Because over the next number of days, we're going to have an opportunity to say a lot of Tehillim. And if we're Zocheh, Meretz Hashem, to be able to finish Sefer Tehillim, or a good part of Tehillim, over the course of this trip, start from Aleph and just make your way through. And one last piece. We all have something to daven for. Maybe it's children. Maybe it's Shiduchim, maybe it's Parnasa, maybe it's Shalom Bayis. But when you come to the graves of such great tzaddikim, don't just daven for yourself. Make sure to keep in mind the other people in your life and in your mishpacha and in your community who are in need of Yeshuas, who are in need of different forms of salvation. And halavai and the zuchus of coming to the kvarim of these great men. But more importantly, the coming to their kvarim is learning their lessons. We should be zochah to be uplifted and do our part in giving your neshamas and aliyah.
The last of us.
Called Ha'imik Dover. And he has a beautiful piece on Parshas Pinchas. We know at the end of last week's Parsha, without getting into all the details, Bilam is unable to curse the Jewish people, but he does give the Eitzah to Balak, the king of Moab, to lure the Jewish people into a web of immorality. The Jews, unfortunately, take the bait, lured into this terrible and horrible, immoral behavior. Pinchas takes action, kills Zimri and Cosby. And so, at the beginning of this week's parasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu rewards Pinchas, and he says, "V'hinini no sein lo brisi shalom." Pinchas, I give you my covenant of peace. And then Tziv asks in Ha'imek Davar, he says, "Why a covenant of peace? Why is that the reward that Pinchas was given by a Kodesh Baruch Hu?" And then Tziv says something so amazing. He says, "Because even though Pinchas did the right thing." By killing Zimri and Cosby, who publicly desecrated the God, to desecrate the God in with immorality, Pinchas did the right thing. But the Netziv says, when you take life, even if it's warranted, it changes you. When you take life, even if you had the right and the license to do so, it removes some of your inner tranquility, some of your personal equilibrium, and makes you, by definition, indifferent and callous. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Pinchas, because you have done what I needed you to do, Hineni nosi lo brisi shalom. I give you the bracha of peace, which is the blessing of the restoration of Pinchas' inner equilibrium. I restore to you back a sense of life tranquility that you may have lost when you were forced to take life. And then the Netziv teaches us something so amazing. Everything we do has an impact on us. Everything we do, you know, so many times in life, we do things that we know are probably not the best, probably not what I should be doing, but we rationalize it because we think to ourselves, it's a small thing in the grand scheme of things. It's not a big deal. It's not going to impact me. And then Tziv says, everything we do in this world, big and small, has a dramatic impact on who we are and what we are. And as I was reading this Vartan in the Netziv, it's amazing, referencing back how a mother and father's tears one night over their delinquent son, that small act of paternal care, empathy, and compassion, changed the direction not just of a little boy's life, but changed the direction of Klal Yisrael's existence. May we be zocheh to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Brisi Shalom. May we recognize the impact of our actions on who we are and what we are. And if indeed we have made some wrong decisions or wrong turns in life, may we find the courage to find our bris shalom and restore inner equilibrium. Amen.
So I'm still going to look up.